In her short story, Baby Blue, Edna O'Brien tells an age-old tale. A woman in love with a married man. He says he'll leave his wife. He doesn't. The lover is destroyed. Infidelity, the topic this Tuesday in the series we call Playing by the Rules. Here's NPR special correspondent Susan Stamper.
Odysseus philandered while Penelope sewed. Othello was overcome with jealousy at the possibility his wife was unfaithful. Flaubert, Tolstoy, Pinter, Murdoch, so many writers have dealt with the theme of infidelity. Edna O'Brien, her new 18th novel is called In the Forest. Edna O'Brien says readers and writers are intrigued by infidelity because forbidden fruit is always enticing. The penalties, damaged lives, suffering, the shadows cast on circles the lover's touch, all that comes later.
It is probably the sin, if that's not too Roman Catholic a word to bring into the agenda, that leaves the greatest aftertaste and unforgivingness in the person. If you take Anna Karenina, poor Anna Karenina, she left her husband for Count Vronsky after an interval of high love and high passion. Vronsky was cavorting with others, and as you know, she throws herself in front of the train. But what is so punitive and, I suppose, moralistic about Anna Karenina is how her husband would not let her see her children, etc. And that brings me to the point that infidelity, at least in the past, in a woman, is much more punished than infidelity from a man.
And O'Brien, you have dealt with this theme so often in your novels, in your short stories. What do your women want from their infidelities?
Well, I think what my women want before we step into the booth of infidelity is love. Hmm. My heroines, if we may call them so, are not Jezebels. They are not serial infidelitors. There's a word. I think love is what they have been seeking and very often pick the wrong paramour.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be what they would want. But if you were to ask me what I myself might want, since in a sense I write those books, so they must have some of me in them.
Yes.
Would be, because of my religion and the Christ figure, I longed for the idea of a unity. Of a unity that, while it might be carnal, is also spiritual.
But if these women are, through their infidelity, seeking wholeness, why then don't they get it?
Because human nature is fickle. Mm-hmm. But the seeking is genuine, even if the outcome is sometimes a blow.
Well, what's so interesting is they know it will always end, yet they go into it full-heartedly, full-bodily.
Well, I'm not an authority on the behavior of animals or insects or birds, but I would say the same entrapment is true for them. It's something intrinsic in human nature. Mm-hmm. It's like being a gambler in another form. People who gamble will always tell you they're hooked. They can't not gamble. I don't mean that I am hooked on infidelity. I must say, as a theme for writing, and you've remarked on some of the greater, as a theme, you can't beat it. I mean, think of Emma Bovary, who was unfaithful, I think it's with three men. There was her husband, Charles Bovary, who was a bit stolid. And Emma longed for more glamorous and more exciting and more even frivolous things. Without that infidelity, Flaubert's novel, well, it wouldn't be a novel. It would be very tepid indeed.
Mm.
So we have to admit that infidelity is probably better, more exciting, and certainly more readable. In life, it's more, what's the word I'm looking for?
Scarring?
Yes.
So, Edna O'Brien, is it time for us to revisit maybe the idea of fidelity, since it can lead to so many temptations, so many lusts after forbidden fruit, so many scars?
I think fidelity is a beautiful thing if it's coupled with both love and admiration. I would personally not like to be in a marriage or a relationship that was dead. It might, in the eyes of the world, be called fidelity, but it might be pretty arid. Now, that is not to say I am not proposing or putting the yes vote to infidelity, but I am suggesting that we maybe change the word from fidelity, which you propose, to happiness, because they're two different things.
Edna O'Brien writes of women, their love, pain, loss, and infidelities. Her first novel, published in 1960, was called The Country Girls. Her latest is In the Forest. Novelist Philip Roth says, "The great Colette's mantle has fallen to Edna O'Brien." I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News, Washington.